The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into The Blitz. No Fred today. I do like your little, your verb. He's Canadian-ing.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it exactly.
Even though we stumble over it every time. Canadian.
Yeah. Canadian-ing.
Canadian-ing.
I just like Canadian. To say he's in Regina.
Indeed. And we're talking about the draft and draft mistakes, et cetera. One of the more respected general managers in the NBA is Danny Ainge.
Daryl Moore. Oh, what?
And Danny Ainge has been general manager of the Boston Celtics since 2003.
Which, by the way, the Celtics, I don't know if they're, I don't know if the players that they took last night are going to be good in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a stud, a bunch of stud college kids. Like Romeo Langford, Grant Williams, Carson Edwards, and Tremont Waters. All awesome college players. But I don't know if they're, any one of them is going to be a great pro. I actually thought
that to me, that's where you start. I mean, at this probably sounds the opposite of the way most people would approach it, but I would take a non-star college player based on athleticism and some other things in the middle of the first round. You know, guy from a small school who didn't get college scholarship offers, but I can see he's on an upward trend and he could really keep going. But when you get later in the first round and into the second round, I want guys who've been productive, who played well, who've done big time things on the college level, because I know they're probably not getting better,
right,
but I can put them in a basketball game and they can play.
Well, I thought Carson Edwards was going to get drafted by the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's essentially Steph Curry. He's a very tiny guy who can shoot the ball like crazy.
Then the Warriors took another tiny guy.
They took another one. Yeah, they liked a different one.
They were all going after the little fella.
They liked one. And it's very similar. I mean, this is a guy that the Warriors took in Jordan Poole, who is essentially, he's a one-dimensional player. And not to say that he's like Steph Curry, but he's going to have one job on the floor for them, and that's to hit open shots. And he can do it. But the rest, I don't know what he's going to do the rest of the time when he's not hitting open shots. He's not going to help in very many other ways. But they also took a guy in Eric Paschal that will help them probably immediately and is almost like a miniature Draymond. So, but the Celtics, I thought, was interesting that all the guys they took were college basketball stars.
Yeah. I didn't write about this, but I mentioned it as a thought in a column last week. And I'm going to ask you this. You said a mini Draymond. The Warriors have changed the game. They've moved the bar on a lot of different things. But if you're Steph Curry, you can play like he plays and be an MVP and be on an escalator on your way up to being an all-time great, one of the greatest ever. If you can't shoot as good as Steph Curry, can you play that way? What does it look like? What is it? And there's going to be a bunch of players who all they're going to do is try to play like Steph Curry, and they're going to pull up 30 footers, and a bunch of players are going to try to be like Klay Thompson and shoot from all over the court whenever they get a shot. And the miniature Draymond Green, like, well, you know, Draymond isn't nearly as special in my mind as people make him out to be. But boy, if he were not any good, the Warriors wouldn't have the rings that they have either. The guy can play. He just fits
their system the
right
way.
But you can't just throw anybody out there. Oh, he's our Draymond. No, he's not. You know.
Well, that's what Rockets fans will say about PJ Tucker. He's our Draymond. He's not. He's a good player.
He's a really good defensive player. He gets after it. He's tough. He can play for me.
But he's not Draymond.
Lord, no. Not even close. And that's, but all these little guys who are coming in and shooting from all over the place because they're lighting it up in college, the league hasn't opened up that much yet.
The problem is there's not another Steph Curry.
No.
There's not a guy who's just sitting around who's like, oh, don't worry, 5 years from now, I'm going to be the best shooter in the history of the world, and I'm going to show up and break every record that Steph broke. It's not going to happen.
But it is a skill, though.
It is a skill.
So, like, I mean, think about it. In the era where we had all these great big men, they had to learn some skills, but these big guys, you're like, well, they'll never be anybody that's close to Wilt. Hi, my name is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. There'll be nobody that's close to that. Hello, I'm Hakeem Olajuwon. I'm Patrick Ewing, and on and on and on.
There are a bunch of
7 foot scrubs.
My name's Greg Ostertag. Hello.
And they would get, these guys would get drafted high because other big men had succeeded.
Hello, my name is Greg Oden.
So people are like, if I'm going to make a mistake, I'll make a mistake big.
Yeah.
You were talking about drafting Curry up. You're going to draft these little 5'9 guys in the top five? They're not going to be Steph Curry.
It's the same thing that's happened in the NFL, though. I mean, you 10 years ago, nobody would take a sub 6 foot quarterback number one overall, much less trade away a bunch of assets to get that number one overall. I mean, that's or draft him a year after you drafted another quarterback. I mean,
it's incredible.
It's funny what one guy like that having success can change, and suddenly the line gets pushed on what can we do? Because
where did the Hawks draft the little guy last year? Well, they didn't draft him; they traded for him after the draft.
Right? You're talking Trae Young?
Trae Young, yeah. Where did he go?
I want to say he was 10th or something like that.
Yeah.
Let me pull up exactly where he went. Oh no, he went 5th.
Yeah, see, that's a win. You know how good he has to be Steph Curry?
Yeah.
He has to be legendarily good.
And by the way, he looks pretty good.
And he's pretty good.
But I don't think he's Steph Curry.
I don't know if I would draft him in the top five.
I definitely wouldn't. No. Well, but look who went number one, DeAndre Ayton, a big guy.
Yeah.
But so it's confusing to me. To me, the first thing I'm looking for in players now is can you shoot, which is why when... You know, when Markelle Fultz goes number one overall, I'm like, why? What are you doing? When Lonzo Ball goes number two, what are you doing? These are guys who can't shoot. And
everyone, now, if you have a particularly special team, I mean, and trust me, I'm not putting Lonzo Ball in this category at all. But Magic Johnson couldn't shoot, but Magic Johnson was going to a team. That could shoot and that was ready to go. And Magic Johnson was way beyond special.
But we can also agree that today's NBA is a lot different than it was when Magic Johnson was
Yeah,
playing.
It is. But if you're with the right team, you know, Lonzo Ball can play in this league, you know. But
is Lonzo Ball ever going to play good enough to live up to being the second pick in the draft?
Depends on the draft. That's the thing. As we said, we were breaking down the 2009 draft 10 years later and... It's stunning at some of the moves that were made in that draft. So,
but this will tell you how important shooting is to teams in the NBA now, because Cameron Johnson went number 11 overall, had no business really being a first rounder, but was probably the best shooter in the draft.
He can shoot it.
And they're like, oh, well, we'll take him 11. Tyler Hero, another guy. Probably no business being a first round. I mean, maybe a first rounder, but not the 13th overall pick. And he gets drafted. I mean, so
people are trying to find somebody that can fill it up. And because when all else fails, you can still shoot.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's what it boils down to. And
Lonzo Ball can handle it. He can distribute. He plays. He's an outstanding defender. So he's in a little special category. But you're probably right in that 5 years from now, he wouldn't be. He wouldn't go number two.
No way. And then there's guys who...
He wouldn't have gone number two last night.
No.
That's the thing. That was last year's draft. If Lonzo Ball was in this draft, he might have struggled to go top 10. But he definitely wouldn't have gone 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah. But Kyle Guy is another one who everyone was like, oh, he shouldn't be going to the NBA, except for Kyle Guy is a legit... ridiculously studly shooter,
but these guys are going and they're defensive players.
Yeah.
Guys from Virginia and Texas Tech, who all they do is play defense. But they're like, hey, I'm
if you can
ready
shoot,
to go.
If you can shoot, they'll find a way to work you in. Yeah. And everybody was, everybody's crapping on Phoenix for ending up with Cameron Johnson. But, dude, you want guys who can shoot? That's sometimes the price you paid. Would I have paid it? Probably not. But if that's what you're desperate for, and you look around at what teams win, it's teams that can shoot.
And that's the Rockets' problem.
The Rockets' problem is
they need shooters desperately, but they have no avenue to get them.
No, and the Rockets' philosophy of this whole, shoot more three pointers than everybody, but not have any really great three-point shooters is so strange to me.
Well, it's effective because they always have the number one or two ranked offense in the league.
I guess so. I just don't understand how.
So it's an intelligent approach.
But wouldn't it be more intelligent to make that same approach with better shooters?
Well, I'm pretty sure Daryl Morey isn't sitting there going, man, this Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, they shoot too good to be in my offense. I need guys who can't really shoot that. I need Eric Gordon, who can get hot on you every now and then, but shoots a lot of bricks too.
Yeah.
They're not adverse to having great shooters. They're difficult to come by, and the Rockets have had to trade away first round picks to get even the decent amount of players that they've gotten, and they're willing to trade more to get others. That's just the way it goes.
Do you remember when the Rockets traded basically their whole team away to get Chris Paul? What if they would have traded that whole team away and asked for J.J. Redick instead? they might be better off right now because they wouldn't have had to give J.J. Redick a max contract.
Yeah, they would have more money. But that would be a different approach. Whereas the approach to getting...
A guy who shoots that effectively from three, that'd be ridiculous.
There are very, very few occasions in their careers that I would rather have J.J. Redick than Chris Paul.
How's today sound?
And this is the day.
Yeah, today's the day. Know,
2 months ago, two years ago.
Maybe not.
Maybe even 2 weeks ago. See, maybe.
You keep playing that short game. I'm playing the long game. Everybody would be, if I'm a GM, I trade away Pat Beverly all these dudes.
One day, J.J. Redick is going to be the guy
I need. One day you'll be glad I made this move, guys. Today is that day.
I don't think so. He just want him because he's white. 7-3-7-8-0 ESPN. I'll take the little mad black man.
We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I was left on the doorstep. I was scared to death with nowhere to go. Cut myself on the neighbor's fence. That I hopped as the cops tried to take. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into the show. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I know crime in general is down, and it's something we can all be relatively pleased about. It's a good thing. But occasionally, you get caught in a situation and people take advantage of you. Poor innocent person is abused by lowly criminals who want to...
Crime doesn't pay.
...take what's theirs. And Le'Veon Bell, running back in the NFL, formerly of the Steelers, ran into such a situation. And when you're in such a situation, you dial 911.
You have to.
This is Le'Veon Bell dialing 911 to report a crime.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, okay. Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I had two girls in my house, and I got up, did my normal routine to go work out. So I left the workout for a couple hours. When I came back, they took my money, they took my watch, my jewelry, a couple more things of value out of my house. And I don't know where they're at. And I tried to call them before I called you guys. I tried to call them, and they're not answering me, and they're ignoring me.
When did this happen?
This happened today.
No. Okay, what all did you say was taken? I know you said money.
So money, my jewelry, and other things of value, so like clothes, shoes, you know, just like other things of value around the house, like things that I use, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
But really clothes, shoes, money.
Okay, what is
those
the total
money and my jewelry?
What is the total estimated value of the items?
Oh, like $1 million.
Yes. You said that you know the girls who did this. I need to get their description. Are they white, black, or Hispanic?
The girls, they're one is mixed, and they're both mixed. They're both mixed.
Okay, their skin color, if an officer was to drive by, would they look more white, black, or Hispanic?
One will look more black, and the other one will look more Hispanic.
Okay, the one that looks more black, how old is she?
23.
What was she wearing today?
When I left, she was in the bed. She was in the bed, not wearing clothes when she left. So I didn't see her when she, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, and the other one, you said she looked more Hispanic, is that correct?
Like, she looked more like, if anything, like, white or Hispanic, yes.
Okay, how old is she?
She's 21.
And what was she seen, last seen wearing today?
The same way, she was in the bed too. Like, they didn't have clothes on.
Oh, okay.
God, one day I want to be forced to make that call.
Well, I mean, you laugh, but my man lost $1 million here. So this is very important to him. This is a very serious matter. It's not a game. AJ, it's not a game.
I get it, but you can't just leave random chicks laying around your house.
What, he had to go do his regular workout? I was like, didn't you just finish working out?
Don't you have a gym at your house?
But you had two naked babes in the bed. I would think you've got a pretty good workout in already. But that is the ultimate mistake. How do you leave two strangers, because I assume they're strangers, in your house?
I always see that on movies and stuff. Like,
but they're naked, though.
A dude will get laid, and then he'll like go out that morning and get coffee and come back, and the girl's like, oh, you brought coffee? I'd be like, what? I would never leave my house with some strange chick in there so I could go get you coffee.
I like, though, that...
No, I would leave you... I would have you... I would give you a Keurig cup to go.
It's impressive, though, that he's, like, being very specific. And he wasn't going to take a guess as to what they might be wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he did not want to give any bad information.
Yeah, they were butt naked when
I left. He didn't want them out there looking around for some chick wearing
clothes,
a blue dress. When, no, the last I could identify her, she was butt naked.
Yeah.
And the other, they could have switched clothes, and he would have had the police looking for the black-looking mixed one in a blue dress and the Hispanic-looking mixed one in a green dress and got them all confused, and they would get away scot-free. He's like, I call them. They're not answering.
I mean, you ever watch a movie when a naked girl gets out of bed, she takes the sheet with her. Maybe that was what she was planning on wearing.
I mean, man. But, it was impressive, too, that he acted like he knew their ages.
Yeah.
He really thinking, I guarantee he didn't know their names. So the ages is way off. He know damn well he didn't know these babes.
To say 23 and 21, I think if he didn't know, he probably wouldn't have said.
No, he hesitated on 21 because he didn't want to say 17.
He probably would have just said mid-20s.
Early 20s.
I think that, I mean, the best thing would have said, I don't know how old they are. They look to be in their mid 20s.
They are of age.
At first glance, they appear legal.
Well, according to the fake IDs they showed me that I required before I allowed them to enter the premises.
In the words of the great Lawrence Taylor, it's not like I ID them.
Who does?
No one does.
Two of them, but you think it was the plan though, from the get go, that they were gonna get in there and take his stuff, or they were just lying there, you know, butt ass naked in
there.
They're lying there like, did he really just leave us here?
Where's Le'Veon? Oh, he went to the gym. Well, do you want to just wait for him, or do you want to steal all his stuff?
We have two. Those are your two choices.
That's how you know
you don't want to go. Let's go make breakfast for him. So when he comes back, he's got, you know.
That's how you know how strong your D game is.
They either want some more of you, or your jewelry.
If you come back from the gym and they're still laying in bed naked,
You put it down.
You know how to lay the wood. If you come home and all your stuff is gone, bro, you
came up a little shout.
You were selfish. You were a selfish lover.
How you get a million? I mean, I guess he probably had jewelry though. These guys will have watches that are 250 grand and that kind of stuff. But he said other things of value to me.
He didn't want to say what.
Yeah. And I'm with you, Lamont. Like, I thought the dispatcher was outstanding.
She did a really good job.
There's no way I could have not just busted out laughing.
And
I guarantee you, she went on through with the call because she didn't want to bust out laughing, because she really should have said, well, this isn't an emergency. You need to dial the regular line. But she's like, I'm not passing this up. This is my moment here. I've got this guy telling me a really entertaining story. But that's not what 911 is for.
No. Well, that's not like you've been a home invasion.
That's not a home invasion.
They went into his home and took his stuff.
They just had sex with him first. They didn't. What weapon did they bring?
You know what weapon they brought. the same weapon every woman carries with her at all times. The deadliest weapon known to man.
Is Florida a right to carry state?
For women. You know exactly what they've got. They've got the most powerful weapon.
They didn't hold it against him. Well, yeah, I guess they probably did.
They held it close against him.
You have a son. You have to tell him, never leave the two naked babes.
Never. If you're in that position, don't.
Stay there.
Don't leave.
Keep your eye on your jewelry.
That's right.
That's the only safe way to be.
I like to think that my son will never have $1 million worth of jewelry in his house. I hope.
I would like to think that he would, AJ. Why wouldn't you want your son to have all that's available? The riches and the fame. The riches, not even the fame.
I'll just tell him, listen, son, jewelry's a stupid investment, okay? Like,
you want him to have so much money that he can make a stupid investment.
Yeah.
No, jewelry is not a stupid investment, actually. I mean, I'm not a jewelry guy, but it's not. It maintains its value much better than most other things.
Better than real estate?
What? I mean, let's not be ridiculous.
Okay.
But better than cars.
Better than Bitcoin?
Better than clothes.
Yeah. Well, listen.
That's why those chicks didn't wear it.
Yeah, they're like, we got no clothes. We got $1 million worth of jewelry. How about that?
Can't pawn those clothes off. Gotta wait till they see if they catch them. I bet, Ben, you know they're hot too, right?
Oh, of course they were.
Man, my goodness. But not worth it, fellas. Is there any that's worth $1 million?
No.
Rihanna?
No.
Beyonce?
No. $1 million.
I don't think no babes out there worth $1 million.
No.
You just hadn't had any. Good.
And we're talking about for one time only.
If you're stupid enough to leave two naked, mostly strangers in your bed, he'll do them again. If they came back.
He ain't doing those two again. Because they ain't coming back.
I've seen dumber things happen. I've seen. If they came back with his stuff and said, we were just joking.
Oh.
You'd be like, let's party back. Let's start the party again. We'll be back in a minute.
ESPN 97.5. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Welcome back into the show. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can catch us on Twitter at AJ is the real, at Degenerates975. I'm at Jerome Solomon. We're talking a little about the draft. Did you like the presentation? It seemed like it was different this year. A lot of, you know, family stories and
yeah.
Seemed like generally decent guys in the mixer, you know. There was
I didn't watch the draft.
You didn't need to watch it. You used to watch it, right?
I used to. I was busy with the kids.
You had the baseball thing going.
I don't think I watched it last year either. I mean, it's just not.
I haven't watched it in a few years. I watched it last night.
I just get alerts on my phone when a pick's made, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I got started into it last night. It was on, so I watched it. It was. I thought it was different. It's one of the reasons I think that it was different was. It's with almost everything in sports these days. It's so canned, it's reality TV where it's all staged but it's everybody's gone through it. Everybody knows exactly what's going to happen. Everybody's prepared for it, so you're not going to get the outlandish stuff that you could get, you know, back before everybody was paying attention. So
right.
It's. But last night's was different because it had a lot of good stories. You know, kids whose mother passed away, kid whose father died, you know, when he was in college, getting ready to go to college and all this kind of stuff. And so many of them who, you know, who pointed to their mother or father as being the driving force behind them getting to where they are. And for so many of them, I mentioned earlier about it being the biggest moment of Zion Williamson's life to this point. For many of them, it's going to be the biggest thing in their life, period. You know, that's just.
I mean, for most of these guys, unless you win an NBA, an NBA title, I mean, this may be the coolest day.
I mean, there are guys you don't win an NBA title and you know, the draft was great, but you get into the Hall of Fame.
That'd be cool.
You Charles Barkley it or. You know, something like that. So that's cool. Or you make it to the finals or all-star game or all-star game MVP. There's a lot more for you, but there are many more disappointments than anything. And that's when they interview them and they go, I'm just going to work hard. I'm going to do this. And it's like, and a good percentage of you will never hear from again.
Boy, Le'Veon Bell, his draft day probably felt really great. But then he trumped it when he had two chicks at the same time. And then it got so much worse the next day when those two chicks stole all his stuff. It's like, it's crazy how it can be such a roller coaster ride, a professional athlete's career.
You think that's the first time?
No, of course not. The first time, no. I mean, first time in mid-June, probably.
Yeah. Lamont goes, we can tell that Le'Veon Bell is not from the big city. Yeah, you know, that's. I don't know if that's just big city smarts or just smarts in general, but yeah, back in the day when I would have, you know, those kind of interludes, I'd hesitate to even go to the bathroom without taking some of my stuff. You know what I mean? Like you don't know who.
When did you have an interlude like that?
What do you mean? Oh, you mean the two?
Yeah.
Oh, it happens. That never happened to you.
It did.
Okay. Well,
but I can't tell you. Like, I'm super proud of one of them. Like, she was just there. It was like, okay.
Wait a minute. Was it planned that way, or you just?
It just kind of happened.
You meant you just had an audience?
No. It wasn't planned. It just kind of happened.
But she was a participant, but she didn't participate.
No, she participated too. But I mean.
I don't get what you just said. She was just there.
No, she just wasn't. I don't know how to put this. Let's say you've got your standards for what you would go home with, right?
Okay.
On any given night.
Okay.
Girl A met the standards.
Right.
Girl B, in a standalone setting, wouldn't have met the standards.
Ah.
You know what I mean? What
you're saying. So. You were quarterback, she was open, but you didn't really want to throw her the ball.
Exactly.
But
but the name of the game is to put points on the board, right?
She was trying to score.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. So, yeah, there's nothing to be... No, I...
And Le'Veon Bell is from Groveport, Ohio.
Groveport.
Mm-hmm. Which is population 5,300.
See?
I don't know. So I don't know if that qualifies as bumpkin, but, it, you know, yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's one of those, like the Fred Van Vliet doesn't look like a basketball player. Doesn't look like special. And his name is Fred.
Is Fred VanVleet, is he mixed?
And he's from, I don't know.
Or is he just a super light-skinned brother?
Even if you're mixed, you're a super light-skinned brother.
Wait, what's
that? That's what mixed means.
There's not just regular light-skinned black guys who aren't mixed? Is that what you're saying?
No. It depends on how far away from Africa your family has gone. That's what light-skinned brother is, mixed.
But, your family must be like halfway between Africa and the United States at this point then, because you ain't made it far.
Oh, it depends. My grandmother.
I think there are light-skinned
brothers. My grandmother,
who
turned 102 today.
Happy birthday.
Her mother is almost as light as you are, and she's really light.
But is she fully black?
No, my grandmother's grandmother was a white man's rape victim in slavery. You know how that worked. Well, that's just history. That's just the way it goes.
Well,
that's not funny. Your reaction is.
I don't know why you're laughing. This is you've put me in a very uncomfortable situation.
What? History?
Being a white man.
Well,
thanks.
You didn't rape anybody?
No, I didn't.
You would have.
I would not have.
That's what y'all were doing back then.
No, not me. I would have let you live in the house with me.
Oh, so I'd have been a house.
No, we would have been equals. We would have been roommates.
Oh, that would have gone over well.
With who?
Now we got to be gay.
We wouldn't have been gay.
I'd be the gay slave living with Master in the house.
You wouldn't have been and I wouldn't have been a master.
You think that would be better?
We would have just been buddies. Why?
And then the Klan show up. Where's your buddy?
No, and I would have said, listen, guys.
He's in the house. He's in the bed.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
With my $1 million.
Yeah.
Naked.
We would have been like Larry and Balky from Perfect Strangers, except Balky would be black.
713.
I don't see color anyway.
Clearly.
I was just curious what color Fred VanVleet was. I don't see it, but I just wanted to know.
We went down to Fred VanVleet Road for a reason.
I forgot what it was.
But I saw a video of him. He didn't get drafted, but he had this huge draft party. And so he had to come out after the draft and make a speech about, you know, this is not the end for me. This is the beginning. And thank you all for coming out. And, you know, I'm glad I didn't get drafted. You know, now I get to make a choice and go where I want to go. And I'm going to make it. And he's made it.
I want to point out one ridiculous tweet that we got.
Even though his ancestors were raped by white people.
God, too. Stop it. Stop with the raping. There's no raping going on back then.
It's Black History Week.
You were tagged on this tweet. Devin Booker's first 4 years are significantly better than Curry. When do you think he'll be considered better than Curry? A, I just looked at the stats. Devin Booker scores more than Steph did his first 4 years. Wildly more inefficient than Steph was.
I was going to say, if he was significantly better than Curry, he'd be
Devin Booker will never, ever be considered a better player than Steph Curry because he'll never be a better player than Steph Curry. Write that in your notebook.
It's not meant to be.
No.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet on that.
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable.
713-780-ESPN. We'll be back in a minute with the Blitz.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Welcome back in. Definitely stick around at the top of the hour. RJ Bell will join us, and I understand those are always entertaining. I missed last week. He get into it with
with Barry. Yeah, he gave Barry a hard time a little bit, but it was all in good fun.
He put Barry in his place.
Yeah,
very, very getting a little full of himself lately.
He's a big star now.
Yeah, he is. I've got him on television, making him a star. People are enjoying what he does.
Looks like he's getting full of cheesecake, too, from what I can tell.
I don't pay attention to the man's size.
Yes,
you know, there's more of him than there was.
Yeah, now that he's a big TV star.
Maybe he's just getting fat and lazy.
Could be. Hey, we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. The Return to Order is a Christian group, an offshoot of the U.S. Foundation for a Christian Civilization. And they were angry, damn it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, indeed. They were angry at Netflix. And they wanted the cancellation of Good Omens, which is a television adaptation of a 1990 fantasy novel that apparently they consider evil and offensive. And they started a petition and a protest, and they said that you are presenting devils and Satanists as normal and even good. The show, by the way, is basically an angel or a devil and an angel trying to prevent the apocalypse.
Okay.
And
so a devil doing something good.
Yeah, it says they mock God's wisdom and is another step to make Satanism appear normal, light, and acceptable. The problem was Netflix didn't make the show. It was an Amazon Prime show. So after all their people got on and were boycotting Netflix and were canceling Netflix subscriptions.
Wrong target.
Dumbass.
They figured out that, this was a different. Now they're going to turn their wrath to the evil Amazon.
It's Amazon's turn.
Yeah. Now Amazon's going to get some of this. But you may want to see who makes the shows that you're boycotting before you just go into a full-blown...
I want to clean up your church house before you go messing around
with... How about that?
Somebody in a television box.
Yeah. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We're talking about Barry... doing TV and stuff. When are you coming back on, man?
Looks like
baseball season is done.
Yeah, looks like.
Do they play year round?
He's going to have probably about a 6-week break here, and then he'll be back to playing.
Man, how many games a year? Roughly.
Probably 100.
100 games a year.
Yeah.
11 years old.
They played 7 games this weekend alone, or this last week.
And this is all for.
I mean, for fun.
He's not going to major league. He's not going to be a major leaguer.
Mine? No, no, no.
Is he learning?
I mean, I think baseball's a game. I think baseball's a game that teaches you a lot of life lessons, but. I mean,
they strike out a lot.
He likes to play, you know. Yeah. I mean, and if the team that he plays for, you got to try out for. If he can keep making the team, I'll let him keep playing. It's fine.
You don't think he'll burn out on it?
If he does, he can stop playing.
If he does, he'll stop. You won't push him.
No, I don't care.
That's the problem with the people who.
Oh, yeah, son. I don't have to pay $500 for you to play this month. Okay. You're showing me.
$500 a month? That's $6,000. Yeah. A year.
Yeah. I mean, when you start counting in like...
And that didn't even count the travel and the hotels and the food.
Well, he's
and
got the, and hitting the orange instructors slices. And cage
he's got
time.
And private coaches. And,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Tournament
good
fees.
Good to be white. Tell you. Y'all be getting it in, boy.
Jerome.
That's nice.
Come on. You've known it's nice to be white for a long time. You've been living the life of a white man. You've been living the life of a white man for many years, Jerome.
Black man get a pool and all of a sudden he got to be white.
Yeah, you got, your skin's a little darker than mine. You live whiter than I do.
I got to get a court order to get in my own pool, right?
Because
a black man don't belong in a pool.
You still in Acres Homes or are you somewhere else?
They don't allow pools. It's against the code.
You know damn well there's no code there. There's no code.
The homeowners association.
There's no homeowners association there.
Pools in Acres Home.
But they allow people to ride horses on the street. I've seen that.
You can't have nobody's horse accidentally jump a fence and drown because you foolish enough to have a pool in Acres Home.
By the way, that's your people riding horses in Acres Homes. On streets.
Where they supposed to ride them?
On a farm. I don't know. Not on the streets. I'm sitting behind them in traffic like, hey, can you scoot over?
Is this not America?
It is.
Don't we have freedom?
Jerome, who's the president of the United States?
What'd that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
did he ban black men from riding horses in the street?
You haven't heard?
Goodness gracious.
You need to check your email.
I don't think he signed a presidential order.
He did.
About black men on horses in Acres Home. Then we'd be upset. That would be a problem.
That's true.
Because we got to stand up for that.
That's right.
You know, bad enough they won't let us have a pool.
Whatever your mode of transportation, I support it.
Yeah, that's the way the world works. People are always amazed by that when they see horses that close to downtown Houston.
I think it's crazy.
It is what it is.
Are horses not scared of cars?
Not these horses.
Man.
These horses are accustomed to it. It's all about what you get used to, AJ.
By the way, I never thought, speaking of being a white man.
You're not afraid of living in a neighborhood with all white people. If I lived over there, I'd be a little...
You wouldn't be afraid.
I'd mess around and shoot somebody.
It's not all white people in my neighborhood either. There are some Asians and like Middle Eastern types.
One house?
No, there's several of those.
You got 1,000 home neighborhood and you got... Two houses of Asians and two houses of Middle Eastern and something. There's
the
1%.
No, there's Mexicans right down the street from me on my street, Jerome. Mm. On my street.
Why you say it with such a disdain?
I don't. I'm just letting you know.
on my street.
I live
you
in a
said it like, just, like you're disgusting.
No, I'm telling you, I live in a diverse Mexican neighborhood. You're trying to paint me into a white corner, and I'm telling you, I live in a diverse neighborhood.
It can't be that diverse if you know where the Mexicans live.
That's true.
We got to get out of here so we can get RJ Bell up at the top of the hour.
All right. I got to tell you.
I live in a very diverse neighborhood. I know where everybody who's not white lives.
There are black people who live across the street from me, too, by the way.
I get it every month in an email.
I know all about
with
this.
The big X's on their That's houses. Right. X marks the spot.
They have to report. Hey, our show and The Usual Suspects will be out at Twin Peaks on Monday, the Kirkwood location, Kirkwood and I-10, from 1 to 7 p.m. for the summer bikini party. Neon bikinis, drink specials, and wall-to-wall televisions. They've got it all to light up your summer. Head out to Twin Peaks, Kirkwood, Monday, June 24th, from 1 to 7 p.m. And I got to tell you about the Y factor. And if you have low testosterone, a lot of guys have low testosterone. 40% of men over 45 deal with it. It's not unique. If you're experiencing fatigue, depressed mood, low sex drive, your workouts aren't getting you what it used to, you're not getting that lean muscle that you used to get. The other guys, they'll try to solve the problem with a shot. They'll give you synthetic injection. The Y Factor, they've got a new way, a more natural approach to treating your testosterone levels. They developed a comprehensive treatment plan designed to correct the underlying problem and enhance your natural production of testosterone at a much better rate. The Y Factor, dedicated to men's urological wellness. June is Men's Health Month. This is the perfect time to book your annual checkup. Schedule your appointment now at mancenters.com. You got the bad, but can't afford it. Give me the beat, I ride it like a jet ski. Hey. So many bad, they harassing me. Bad. They like me because I rap and be with the athletes. Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston. Pretty cool, huh, Morty? Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today. Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!